You're talking to the Rolex wearing,
woo!
Diamond ring wearing,
woo!
Kiss stealing,
woo!
Wheeling dealing,
woo!
Limousine riding,
woo!
Jet flying,
woo!
Suck it, look up,
woo!
And I'm having a hard time. Holy Halligan's down! Now give me two claps and a Ric Flair.
This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand or demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Can you dig that, sucker?
On demand.
On demand.
On demand.
And now, here's your host, Brad Gilmore.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Or no, not welcome back. Welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show. On demand. That was pretty intense. I was like in like one of those Tai Chi like throat singers. You know what I'm talking about? The Thai throat singers from China or wherever. I'm probably saying really culturally and geographically. Just messed up. Geographophilia.
Hey, did better than Kanye.
Geographical. Oh, did better than Kanye. Welcome to the show, everybody. We have a great show for you today. Right now on podcast, let me tell y'all something. I've had a hectic week, all right? I've had a hectic week. There's so many things that happened this week. I had class. I had meetings here. I had to go talk to these people, right? I had to prepare for my debut on Heated Conversations with Booker T on Sports Radio 610 AM, which was on the same night as Valentine's Day. So I had to start planning, people. I had to figure out what I was going to get this beautiful girl sitting in front of me while I'm podcasting right now. I had to figure it out. Got her a nice necklace. She got me a suit. So we'll get into Valentine's Day in a second. But I was so preoccupied in getting everything planned, right, that I forgot I had to turn in a podcast for this Monday morning, this beautiful, great Monday morning, February the 16th, 2015. So, Farrah, what I had to do today is I was at Booker T's fantasy camp earlier, which we do like quarterly. We have, you know, people who want to try out in wrestling. They come and they experience a fantasy camp, like what it's like to be a pro wrestler for a day, right? A little ski taste, if you will. And we had Road Warrior Animal Legendary, WWE Hall of Famer, Road Warrior Animal, one half of the Legion of Doom, one of the most legendary tag teams of all time, only tag team to win a belt, win the tag titles in AWA, WCW, and WWE. I mean, you're talking about an iconic tag team, and he was in the building. So what I thought I should do is I'm like, let me get a couple interviews with Booker T, let me get one with Road Warrior Animal, right? And that'd be a nice little podcast, something short, little taste for the people. Because I'm giving you so much content weekly. Now I'm on the radio, right? I'm on 610 AM, all right, every Saturday night with Booker T. Me and Booker T will talk about it later on this podcast. But then I got that, and then Debonair Lounge coming back March 9th or 8th. 9th? 8th. Whatever Sunday, whatever that Sunday is. The 8th?
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't even know. This is why I have you here. You're my partner in crime, all right? You remind me. What am I trying to say? Remind me. You remind me of those times. See, it's 10:30 at night. We just watched the Saturday Night Live special. It was like 2.5 hours. What did you think of the show?
Well, I'm sad we missed the first hour.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was nice seeing all those people.
I mean, talk about it. It's Chris Rock, Eddie Murphy, Jerry Seinfeld. I mean, the list goes
Larry
on
David.
And on. Larry David,
Bill
of
Murray,
course. Bill Murray.
Kanye. Emma Stone. Miley Cyrus.
Michael Douglas. Tina Fey. Amy Poehler. Jimmy Fallon. Justin Timberlake. I mean, Molly Shannon. I mean, the list went on and on and on. And, I mean, it was an incredible thing to see Steve Martin, Chevy Chase. I mean, the legends. Dan Aykroyd. Jim Belushi. The legends of comedy of the past 40 years were all in one room together. I'm celebrating this
Justin
show.
Justin Timberlake.
I said him.
Oh.
But they're celebrating this show. Were you ever a big Saturday Night Live watcher?
Yeah, I was. I think everybody is.
I think it's part of the American thing. You watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You watch Saturday Night Live.
And they always have the reruns.
Yeah.
So you get to catch those.
I mean, but it's incredible that a show has lasted 40 years. Can you imagine? We're not even 40 years old, Farrah. We're barely, if you add our ages together, over 40.
40 years is...
It's a long time.
It's epic.
It is epic. You seem tired a little bit on this podcast.
No, I'm good.
It's epic. You know, I'm real.
I'm chill.
I'm epic. It's chill.
I am epic.
Speaking of epic, I thought you gave me a very epic Valentine's Day gift. Tell the people exactly what you got me.
I don't want to talk about what I got you.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. So we decided to exchange Valentine's gifts earlier in the day, right? I got her this necklace that she hinted hardcore at. talk about dropping a hint. She sent me 80 screenshots.
Well, we talked about everything, and I was just like, hey, I kind of want this necklace. Which one do you like better?
Yeah.
Around Valentine's Day.
Hint.
Sometimes you have a hard time getting me stuff, right?
What does that mean? Have you not liked my gifts of the past?
No, I like
it. Even though you're not wearing anything else I got you.
Brad, you want me to wear everything you've ever gotten me in my life?
Yes, I do. I want you to...
All at once?
I want you to wear that sparkly reality of wrestling t-shirt. I want you to wear a necklace, rings, whatever else I've bought you.
I think that's it.
Makeup. Have I ever bought you makeup?
No, perfume.
Perfume, see?
My bathrobe.
Bathrobe. I want you wearing this all at the same time.
All right.
But anyway, I thought it was a great Valentine's. Did you enjoy our Valentine's Day?
Of course. I know this is a little cliche to say, but I feel like every day is Valentine's Day.
Oh, look at that. See, people, I'm an amazing person.
Takes two to tango.
Okay, no, you get no credit. Anyway, you get a little credit. She's actually pretty good, but not that good.
I'm not pretty good. I'm pretty amazing.
Oh, okay. I'm pretty amazing.
It's true.
Did you, though, happen to tune in to Heated Conversations with Booker T... Saturday night, Valentine's Day.
So, my sister wanted me to go with her to see 50 Shades of Grey. I got to hear the last 10 minutes because I texted you.
How's 50 Shades of Grey?
Lowered expectations.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. What was better, 50 Shades of Grey or Kanye West's performance on Saturday Night Live?
50 Shades of Grey.
Yikes. What was up with that? It was a little strange.
You can compare those two things.
You can compare anything.
All right. I think his voice is a little worn out from... He's been performing a lot this past week.
Yeah.
/week.
But here's the thing. Kanye West, known as one of the best performers live that we've seen. I mean, if you listen to Heated Conversations, Booker T talked about how great Kanye West is live. I mean, I've seen... One time, he had this special...
It's cold in New York. It's 9 degrees.
Hold on, though. Let me make my point here, girl. He had this live special called Late Orchestration after his Late Registration album dropped. I watched that with a 2011 band member, Ave 11, all right, known as Avery as Us now. And we watched that together at my grandmother's old house. And as soon as we finished watching it, we got so inspired by his energy and his way to connect with the people and his artistry. There's a word of the day, right? His artistry. And we went back to Avery's house where our studio was, and we recorded 3 songs after watching Kanye West live. So I hold him to a really high standard. But when I saw him at that Rock City Classic performance that he did with the rest of Good Music, I guess for All-Star Weekend in Times Square, you really liked the concert. I was like, yeah.
I liked it.
I thought it was okay at best.
I mean, it wasn't, obviously wasn't a rehearsed show or anything you could tell. So they were just having fun and doing an outdoor concert. I liked it.
But it was... There was parts where people's mics weren't working. You know, you couldn't hear this guy. This guy was loud.
That's not their fault. That's the sound people's fault.
Yeah, but for Kanye West, a standard is held higher. You think Beyonce would go out there like that?
You're right. I guess.
You think Jay-Z would go out there?
If you're gonna I've said before, if you're gonna say some shit, make it dope. Don't do it.
That's an original quote from my girlfriend. If you're gonna say some shit. Make it dope.
Especially coming from artists, especially him. He's really into making everything perfect and, you know.
Yeah. No, but that's what I'm saying. So then I'm kind of let down by that performance, and then I'm kind of let down.
He's all about creativity and being the best you can be.
Best artist, right?
Yeah. So I guess I see what you're saying, but maybe it was a last minute thing. I mean, was it planned? I don't know.
I think it was it had to be planned.
It seemed last minute.
You can't last minute throw a concert in Times Square.
Well, it seemed last minute.
Exactly. That's not a good thing.
Maybe not.
And then we saw him on Saturday Night Live tonight.
I just liked seeing him with, you know, good music and everyone. It was cool.
Okay, but we're off of that. I'm talking about Saturday Night Live. You got to keep up with the conversation. I'm a fast caster.
Just
Hashtag FastCaster.
Hashtag shut your mouth.
But at Saturday Night Live tonight, it was just like, bro, what are you doing? You're laying on the ground upside down.
Artistry.
Artistry.
Respect artistry, Brad.
Then let me ask you this. What did you think about him and the Grammys?
Brad, you don't have the answers.
I don't have... You ain't got the answers, Brad. But what did you think about him and the Grammys interrupting Beck in that final
speech?
Well,
at first, everyone was like, okay, you know, he's a little human. He's, you know, making fun of himself. But turns out he was...
Because afterward on E! News...
Right, so at first everyone thought it was funny, and it was kind of funny.
Which, by the way, Jay-Z and Beyonce's the reaction. If y'all haven't seen that Vine on Twitter or Instagram, where you got to go check that out. I mean, Jay-Z had a face of horror, and he's like, huh, no, ha, 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 Kanye, you're funny, man. Yeah. That's why we make music. But then afterwards, so Kanye starts saying, Beck needs to respect real artists and give the award to Beyonce.
He should have given his award to Beyonce.
But he did. He did backtrack that on Ryan Seacrest's show. But
yeah, but still, it's kind of like you're not respecting artists if you're going to go out there and say stuff like that. So
let me ask you this though. Here's the thing. He has an album coming out, right? He dropped a single at the beginning of the year. He's on this 4 or 5 seconds record with Rihanna, executive producing her album. Yeah, yeah. I know you love that song. But do you think all of this is planned? Think about it. I'm going to go act a fool at the Grammys. My name will be everywhere. That I'm dropping these Yeezys that I need to announce, right? I'm doing this hobo chic clothing line. I got a new record out. I just debuted another song tonight on Saturday Night Live. I'm doing this concert at NBA All-Star
Weekend.
He's promoting
his album that's coming out, I guess.
I think it's all planned. It's all orchestrated.
And his shoes and his fashion line.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's all together. I mean, Kanye West.
It is all together.
He's a smart guy. Right,
it
I mean,
is all together.
We were just
talking about how he's nerdy earlier today.
He's very nerdy. He's a nerd. Yeah. He's a definite nerd.
Yeah.
We're talking about Amber Rose's like chronology of dudes she's dated.
We go dates a little nerdy guys.
Nerdy to Kanye, then what? Wiz is kind of like. I love Wiz Khalifa's music.
I guess he could be kind of like geeky.
I love Wiz Khalifa.
Stoner geeky.
I love Wiz Khalifa's music, but he looks like a puppy with Down syndrome. I swear. I mean, he just has like this weird look.
He's just high.
But the purple dreads or whatever he had.
I don't know. He's high.
He's super high.
He's on something.
And then now Amber Rose is dating James Harden, reportedly, of the Houston Rockets, which, do it for the city, James Harden.
I mean, that's...
Do it for the city, my brother.
Cool, yeah.
Oh, my brother.
Good for him.
Testify.
She's beautiful.
She is. But here's the thing. You like Kim Kardashian.
I do. It's like a guilty pleasure. I feel bad sometimes.
Who do you think's hotter, Kim or Amber? Who do you think's hotter, fair? You got...
I think Kim.
You think Kim, yeah.
But the other day I was looking at Amber Rose and I was like, wow, you know, she has a beautiful face.
Yeah.
And her body's amazing. Outstanding. But I'm not into tattoos. Nothing against tattoos. I just don't...
It's not your style.
I'm not a fan.
You're not looking for that in a woman.
No. But Amber kind of looks more real in the face. Like, I don't know what Kim's done to her face lately. It's kind of throwing me off a little bit.
Well,
kind of bothers me.
Regardless, and so, they're both beautiful women.
Yeah.
Kanye West really wins at the end of the day, no matter what.
He got them both.
He got them both. All right.
But
Kanye West wins at the end of the day. But I thought his SNL performance was weird.
James Harden is winning.
James Harden's winning too. But I thought Kanye West's performance was weird. I think it's all part of a master plan. But guess what, people? I know if you clicked play on this episode, you're probably clicking play to hear the interviews with Booker T. 6-time World Heavyweight Champion, WWE Hall of Famer, and Road Warrior Animal, WWE Hall of Famer, one half of the most legendary tag team of all time. I mean, I even asked him, I'm like, who's better, the Road Warriors, Legion of Doom, or Harlem Heat? And his answer might surprise you. I'm just saying, his answer might surprise you. And so we talk about Harlem Heat, we talk about the Road Warrior pop and what that means, going into the Hall of Fame without his brother Hawk there. His brother, Hawk. You know what I mean?
Brother.
And then we talk about Booker T's fantasy camp. What is it like being
Booker
here in reality
T.
wrestling? And with Booker, we talk. Book's got so much stuff going on. Book's got another book out. Book's got a book.
Book.
It's Rise to Wrestling Royalty. Booker T, Rise to Wrestling Royalty. And it's on Amazon right now. I'll include the link in my show notes. But go get the book. He's got a documentary coming out next Monday. Not today, but next Monday, a documentary, Booker T. Sentenced to Greatness, on the WWE Network. This Saturday, people, this Saturday, buy your tickets now. RealityOfWrestling.com. There are a few tickets left for the final heat. Booker T, Stevie Ray putting the tights back on one more time, like
what
he says.
What time does the show start?
The show? Thank you for asking. Doors open at 6:30, shows at 7:30. Booker T, Stevie Ray will be taking on the Heavenly Bodies from Pro Wrestling Syndicate to try to regain those Reality Wrestling Tag Team Championships and bring them back to the row. But this is his last match, Farrah. Booker T's last match, Stevie Ray's last match ever. You can see me, your boy Brad Gilmore, ringside with Matt Topolsky. We'll be calling all the action. I mean, it's going to be an incredible night. I can't wait. So we talk about that with Booker. I mean, Farrah, you're going to be in attendance.
I am.
Are you excited to see Booker T's last match ever?
I am excited. Is it going to be like a Jay-Z thing where he said...
Where he says he retired and then he not really? Well, you never know with professional wrestling. If anyone knows anything about pro wrestling,
you pull a Jay-Z.
You never, ever know. But what I find interesting is, like, you know, this is something that's going to be huge for reality wrestling, huge for me to be able to call his last match, and huge for Harlem Heat. I mean, this is their last go-around.
Big.
Yeah, one more round. So, I mean, what a year so far Booker T has had. And we talk about all that in our interview, too. So right now what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a little song by my band called 2011. My band's 2011. Did you know that, Farrah?
Mm-hmm.
You know that? 2011. Mm-hmm. And we have a new song out called Dance Floor to the Sun. Single is on iTunes. We're going to play that for DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix here on the one and the only, the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. Then I'll be back with my interview with Booker T and with Road Warrior Animal. Now, a little disclaimer. This lady sitting in front of me right now was calling me while I was recording my interview with Booker T on the phone. I was recording with my iPhone. I forgot my gear at the house. Whatever. My mind's been everywhere. My girlfriend called me 3 times in a row while I'm trying to do an interview with Booker T. So the audio is going to skip a little bit. I'm sorry. Farrah, tell sorry to the people.
Sorry. I thought you said I didn't interrupt. I thought you said it was at the end of it.
Yeah, it was at the end of the interview when I was asking the important questions, you know.
Whatever.
It's all right. You said sorry, right?
I had a missed call. I was calling you back. I was waking up from a nap. I was a little...
Yeah. You sloth napping during the middle of the day.
I want to talk to Brad.
Well, of course, everybody does. Follow me at Brad Gilmore on all social media. At Miss Farrah Z, right, on all social media?
Yes, sir.
Instagram, Twitter. All right, we're going to play Dance Floor to the Sun by 2011 right now. Be back with my interview with Booker T and then Road Warrior Animal here on the Brad Gilmore Show. On demand.
On demand.
Got that body I wanna do. Damn girl, I'm feeling you. So let's just do. And me, I'm in that place you wanna be. Yeah girl, I'm talking VIP. So let's just be. So let's go. Take my hand to the dance floor. Forgetting what we came for. Cause tomorrow's way too soon. We don't need no fancy cars. Still a living shoes and stars. Forget your phone, let's have some fun.
Picture perfect like the Huxtables, but I'm just trying to figure out if I love you though. Cause you know what they say about your type. Off-white, model like, only order salads right. Petite, with an accent that's thick as hell. Real sweet, with some eyes like you're from Brazil. And well, I can tell that you're feeling this. And in them Louis Vuittons, girl, you be killing it. This is something that I've been on. And your body I can send on. Friend zone, I'm just asking what the fuck is that. You not trying to fall in love, good luck with that. Cause your mama say better get stuck with that. And your friends say he is where the buzz is at. So, why you trying to act mean, girl, when you know your boy tighter than them skinny jeans, girl. Spit like a list, but I gotta keep it clean, girl. You just gotta try me once, I'm a fiend, girl. Dream, girl. Something like Beyonce ring, girl. Something like Beyonce one day. Maybe a bunch of kids like the Brady. Trying to say the world why Clef on some Haiti. Lately, baby, I've been thinking I can change for you. Got a boy playing a new game
so
for you.
Let's go. Take my hand to the dance floor. Forgetting what we came for. Cause tomorrow's way too soon. Forget your phone, let's have some fun. It's all in
the sun. You worked all day, got a little bit done. That's okay, now the night begins. As long as we don't go home tonight, never ends. So, oh, yo, we way past go. Collect 200, now let's head to the show. See your favorite band with a drink in the hand. The way you look at me, it's clear I'm the man. But this ain't about me, this about you. The way you're looking at me is how I'm looking at you. With them cat eye shades, thin little waist, thick gold ass and the lips that taste. Said what you think about, she said nothing. It's easy to see that heart start to pumping, pulse increasing, cheeks start to blushing. But do you wanna be starting some? Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Your mama don't like me, daddy wanna fight me. I don't really care, you down or not. We can hop in the truck, drive far away. And with a little luck, maybe you stay in my bed, rest your head, and we can think about the greatest day.
I'm here with WWE Hall of Famer, six-time, is it six times?
Yeah, six.
Or seven.
Six.
Six. Six-time World Heavyweight Champion, Booker T, fresh out of the fantasy camp. Was this the third or fourth one?
Fourth fantasy camp, and I think it was the best one of all, not because it was the most people or anything like that, but the energy in the place with Road Warrior Animal was off the chains. I've got to give it up for Road Warrior Animal for coming out and being a big part of our success here today at A Reality of Wrestling, taking this thing to the next level, and it was awesome.
Yeah, but there's so many things, though. This first 2 months of 2015 has been crazy. You have a new book out, The Rise to Wrestling Royalty, the second book, 400 pages.
Yep.
You can get it on Amazon right now. How was it getting that book done?
You know, man, it was great. It was a painstaking task, to say the least. Fact-checking, you know, everything, making sure everything was right. You know, I think I read the book four times already. But I've been getting good feedback so far. The fans out there are listening to it. They're telling me it's great. So I'm just going to keep doing my thing right now. I'm working on the third book, getting ready for the big comic book to come out. The book!
Yeah,
if you're ready for it, it's going to be coming out sometime, hopefully in May around Comic Palooza time. So right now, everything is rolling. Of course, I'm excited. You know, it's an exciting time for me.
And you know what was so exciting? Last night, you and I, in the big building, Radio 1
building,
Sports Radio 610, Heated Conversations, you were hosting the show, first time out by yourself, doing the whole hour.
Solo.
I was there as your sidekick.
Yeah. Batman and Robin.
I'll take that. I'll be Robin.
Kato and the Green Hornet.
So you're Kato? No.
Okay.
But how is it, you know, you have your own radio show now here every Saturday. I'm thankful to be a part of it now. But how was that last night, first time out by yourself?
You know, it was different. I didn't expect for me to be that excited and that, you know, giddy, you know, in the air. But I felt so good. I felt so calm to go out there and actually give my perspective of what I think radio should be, actually. I got a cool tweet on Twitter. It said, I thought radio was dead. But they got a really big kick out of what they was listening to, saying radio is back with Booker T and Heated Conversation. Trying to get into the real in-depth conversations of the what the listener, I think, would want to hear. You know, that fan who may be in a certain place in his life and say, man, you know, I mean, it's about time somebody talk about these issues, you know, such as Prop 19. With RVD and I, as well as Omar, it was crazy actually to be able to talk to Omar history and background to the civil rights movement, Martin Luther King, and the struggle that we went through. The guys who paved the way for us to get here and do what we do, and we got still so much further to go. So it was awesome actually to actually get in depth, especially on the MMA topic. You know, talking MMA is something I love talking about, the fight game. So it was great. Looking forward to my next edition of Heated Conversation with Booker T and Brad Gilmore. So it's gonna be off the chains. I'm looking forward to it.
The last thing though, I gotta ask you about.
Yeah.
This Saturday coming up. It's it. This is the final heat.
It's
Harlem
it,
Heat it's versus the Heavenly ride. Bodies. You know, how you feeling?
The final ride. The final test. The final heat. It's gonna be good. I'm looking
good
forward.
Good tagline.
I'm looking forward to it. To make that final walk. you know, something that I've loved so, so much, that which is the wrestling business, that have given me so, so much, supports my family now, even still to this day, to make that final walk in my own wrestling company, the reality of wrestling, something that I've been trying to build for the last 10 years, and now it's finally, my wishes have come to fruition, and, you know, it's going to be great to finish it the way I started it, go out there with my big brother Stevie Ray and make that walk. Like we've done so, so many times, to hear that music just one more time, and let the fans, you know, rock, you know, and raise the roof one more time. It's going to be a great, great thing, and I'm looking forward to it. And it's not going to be one of those moments to where it's going to be a lot of tears or anything like that. It's going to be a lot of joy. I'm looking forward to this moment to finish it like I started it. With my big brother, because I give him all the praise. If it wasn't for my brother, I definitely know I wouldn't be who I am as far as in this wrestling business game. This is his dream. I'm just living it. And but we're going to go out there and celebrate on February 21st, Pasadena Convention Center, together. The way we started, we're going to finish it. Harlem Heat's final ride. It's going to be great.
Man, so you got Final Heat, then that Monday after Raw. You got Raw Monday, then after Raw, your documentary, a book out, radio shows. Yeah. Fantasy camps, the school. So many things happening for the five-time WCW champion Booker T.
Yeah.
Every Saturday night, though, don't forget, Heated Conversation.
Every week, so I'm definitely tuning in. AM 610 Radio. Actually, they call it 610sportsradio.com. I made sure I got the memo.
You got the plug
in
there.
I got the memo. definitely check out the show, and like I always say, can you...
I'm here with the WWE Hall of Famer, one half of the most legendary tag team of all time, maybe the greatest tag team of all time. I don't know what Booker might say about that, but maybe the greatest tag team of all time. Road Warrior Animals with me. How you doing today, man?
Good, man. I tell you one thing about Booker. You know, Harlem, he was great. Booker's great, and he's a six-time champion. But the Road Warriors won every tag team belt you could win, and nobody could say that. So it kind of, you know, our legendary status, you know, kind of stands up for itself.
Well, you know, you talk about Harlem Heat versus the Road Warriors. Did y'all ever have any, like, classic matches together? Because I know that y'all the one team that they always wanted to face. I mean, do you have any memories with the Harlem Heat at all?
Well, you know, we only wrestled the Harlem Heat maybe once or twice, man. And both, you know, Booker T and Stevie Ray, great athletes, much respect for both of them. It wasn't our choice. It was the promotion's choice not to let us wrestle each other for whatever reason. There's a lot of great tag teams in wrestling that they wouldn't just let us, what you call a program on our business, wrestle somebody for a long time. That's one thing I think the wrestling business missed out on, because it was a natural made angle, which they didn't take advantage of, you know?
Yeah, you say the same thing almost with Demolition, because I remember when everyone saw Demolition, they're like, these are the Road Warrior copy guys, and then y'all finally came over to the WWF, and everyone's like, man, we're going to get to see Demolition versus the Road Warriors, and we were talking earlier, you said y'all kind of squashed them in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, people expected a two-year run with Demolition, and we beat them in our first match, and you know, we won the titles and everything. It was kind of ridiculous, but it was good for us, bad for Demolition. You know, sometimes, you know, in the wrestling business, it's a funny business, man. You don't, they go for shock treatment a lot of times, and it always doesn't go the way that people think it should go.
Yeah, no, definitely. Now, you went in the WWE Hall of Fame a few years ago. You and Paul Ellering were up there on the podium. What was going through your mind that night? I know Hawk wasn't there with you, but he was there in spirit. The action figure, like you said, was on the desk with you. What was going through your mind before you walked out on stage?
Well, you know, it's a surreal moment, man, especially something like that. I mean, I could feel Hawk's presence all around that ring, you know, or the arena there. We were down in a dome in Atlanta, and we could just feel, you know, there's like 30,000 people there, and you could feel the...
Boom.
You can feel the energy, and you can feel everything going on. So it was a great moment for us. You know, probably a little 5 years too late. We should probably show it earlier. I keep hearing that from everybody.
First ballot Hall of Famers, my book.
But, yeah, you know, it doesn't matter, man. We got there, and it was a great feeling. It just means, you know, in our business to be appreciated by your peers in your business is one of the greatest appreciation feelings in the world, man. So, and, of course, the fans, man. The fans are one of the best parts about the wrestling business.
Now, there's a saying in the wrestling business, right? When someone comes out to the ring and there's a huge, massive ovation, they call that a Road Warrior pop, right? Because there's no one who got a louder cheer than the Road Warriors back in the day. Why do you feel about that being the term to describe the huge reaction?
You know, actually, it's a humbling term, man, to hear the Warrior Pop. You know, I used to get around about it with guys like Michael Hayes and stuff. I'd walk by, "Get a Warrior Pop," and they always thought I was serious. And I was kidding around because it's the entertainment business. But there is a thing called the Warrior Pop, and even to this day, when I go to a WWE event, I don't hear that nostalgic eruption anymore. I mean, you hear cheers from people, but you don't hear that killer, "Oh no, here they come" type of a pop. And it's something I don't know if I'll be duplicated again, man. It's just one of those things in the wrestling business that was just synonymous to getting a good cheer. It was called the Road Warrior Pop, man. And so, you know, I like, hey, man, the fans, they love who they love and they want to see what they want to see.
Yeah. What do you think the loudest ovation y'all ever got was? When that music hit, what was the loudest ovation?
Well, I can tell you, I don't even have to think about that, man. It was SummerSlam at Wembley Stadium in 92. It was the loudest cheer that I've ever gotten in my life. It was, you had 90,000 people, and they all were on their feet chanting, "L-O-D, L-O-D." And I couldn't even hear the Harleys or the music going. The people were cheering so loud. And that was an outdoor stadium, man. So if you could imagine if it would have been indoors at a dome or something, it would have been ridiculous. But it was definitely crazy. I think second to that was probably Madison Square Garden in New York City.
Yeah.
Madison Square Garden just exploded when we won the titles against the Nasty Boys. I mean, so it's pretty wild. It was great.
Well, right now you're here in Houston, Texas. We're here at Reality Wrestling Headquarters, Booker T's Fantasy Camp. How has your day been here? You're working with some of the guys who want to get into this business potentially. How is it for you?
Well, the wrestling business is not an easy business by any means, and I think what's good about the Fantasy Camp, they get to see a little bit of what our world is really like, and it's just a small tidbit of the wrestling business. Booker T's got a great camp here, man. He's got a great gym here. Anybody thinking about getting into pro wrestling should check out this camp, especially if you're in the Texas area or top-notch program. He's got great trainers. And if I was starting all out again, I wish I had a camp like this. I basically wrestled on a cement floor. So, yeah.
Long step from that.
Yeah, right about it. Like, you know, Rick Rude, myself, Barry Darsel, one of the Demolitions, Hawk, and a guy named Scott Norton and Nikita Koloff all went through the same camp.
Yeah.
And he also trained Jesse the Body Ventura. But nothing, we had none of the facilities that you guys got right here, man. This Reality of Wrestling Camp that Booker T's got is really a top-notch program.
Well, Animal, we thank you for coming out here. Hope to see you back here soon.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.
I want to send a big shout-out to the one and the only Animal, Road Warrior Animal, from the Legion of Doom, is on the Brad Gilmore Show, along with the greatest king, one of the greatest world heavyweight champions of all time, one half of one of the greatest tag teams of all time, Booker T. I can't believe it. Both of these guys on the same show, two legendary tag team athletes, two legendary professional wrestlers, two WWE Hall of Famers on the same podcast at the same time. I want to thank Booker T and Road Warrior Animal for being on the Brad Gilmore Show. I want to thank Miss Pharisee for helping me out with the intro to this podcast. Like I said, people, I was scrambling, and I put together a pretty damn good show, if you ask me. Catch me this Saturday night on Sports Radio 610 AM with Booker T for heated conversations. And that night, I will be calling the ringside action for the final heat along with Matt Topolsky, which, by the way, speaking of Matt Topolsky, March the 2nd is the debut of the Topolsky podcast, which I'm the first guest on, so stay tuned for that. But Final Heat tickets are still available in limited quantities. Go to realitywrestling.com for more information. But until then, I'm Brad Gilmore. Follow me at Brad Gilmore or at Brad Gilmore Show. And I will see all of you next week. Peace.
The Brad Gilmore Show expresses views and opinions that apply to Brad Gilmore and his guest alone. They do not reflect the views and opinions of Reality Wrestling 2011 or any other entity.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe on iTunes and add us to your playlist on Stitcher Radio. Come tune in next week.
Oh, Brian, what have you done now?